Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Nun Aleph. And we have five lines from the top of daf Nun Aleph, Omid Aleph, Ushpezichne Derami Barchon. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzaru Vashivya. So we're moving along in Perek Hazov, the back end of Perek Hazov, which discusses the halachos of Oyna, Zok to Gemar. Ushpezichne de Rami Barchama, Zovim Chamra, the Ta. The host of Rami Barchama, meaning Rami Barchama was staying in an inn, and the Balabus, the host of this inn, sold wine, and he made a mistake, meaning he undercharged for the wine that he sold. Ashkechei to have a otzev. And Rami Barchama saw that something was up, meaning he was depressed. He was very sad about what he did. Amalei, so Rami Barchama asked his host, Amayatzivas, why are you so not happy? Amalei, he told him, Zvini chamra v'toy, because I sold wine. I made a mistake, meaning I didn't get the amount of money that I could have gotten. Amalei, so he told him, Zil hodabach, so why don't you just be chayzer? Meaning, if you didn't get the price that you thought you were supposed to get, it's not a problem. You could be chayzer on the transaction. Amalei, so he told him, Hoshahoy li yoysa mikdesha ara l'tagor l'kroivai. Says, I already waited too long. Meaning, the statute of limitations passed. This host was a shtickle, learned fellow. He knew the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah of the Tagri Lod, which, amongst other things, states that there's a certain period of time that a person in an Oyna transaction has the ability to be Chayzer. That period of time is the amount that it would take to show the item to a merchant or to one of his krayvim. But once that time passes, at that point, you can't be Chayzer anymore. So he told him that time already lapsed. So the Gemara says, Shadri l'kamid Rav Nachman. This Shaila was sent to Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman said, Loishon v'alekeyach. That although it's true, it says in the Mishnah that there's a statute of limitations, but that was stated only with regards to a buyer. Meaning, if somebody buys something and there was Oyna, meaning he overpaid for it, then there's a halacha that he could be chayzer, but only up until this time. Avol Meicher. But if somebody sells something and there's Oyna, somebody sells something for less than what it's really worth, la'olam chayzer, he could always be chayzer. My time, what's the reason? Lo'ikeyach mekhabiyah. The lekeach, when somebody buys something, so he has the mekach in his hand. Therefore, wherever he goes, he has the ability to show the thing that he bought to people and ask them, tell me, this item, I just spent kach v'kach money. Was this a mekach toiv? Was this a mekach ra? Did I do well? Did I not do well? Being that it's so accessible for him to get feedback and know whether he did the right thing or the wrong thing, as long as enough time passes for him to have been able to show it to a merchant or to a karif, you should have done it. And if you didn't, you lost your schos to be chayzer. Aber meicher, as it relates to the seller, who doesn't have the mekach in his hand, he has money, but he doesn't have the actual mekach. So how would he know if what he sold was for the right price or for the wrong price? It's a little more difficult. He can't just pull the mekach out of his pocket. He doesn't have it anymore. So it would be ad misrami le zvinta kizvinte. He would have to be in the shuk. He would have to see somebody selling the same thing that he sold, see how much that person is charging for it. V'yedam, based on that, he would know ita v'loita. That could take a much longer period of time. Therefore, Chazal said, as it relates to the meicher, we're not even going to set a time to it. The Meicher is La'olam Chayzer. But Rav Nachman, in this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, issued his psak that we saw a few times in yesterday's daf, and that is that although in the Mishnah there's a certain amount of time that you can be Chayzer when there's an Oyna situation, that amount of time was only said with regards to the Lekeach. For the Lekeach, it's much simpler to know whether he made a mistake or didn't make a mistake. Therefore, Chazal gave him the amount of time it would take for him to figure that out. But as it relates to the Meicher La'olam Chayzer, therefore, with the story of the host of Rami Bar Chama, there was Oyna, but there was Oyna from the standpoint of the Meicher, meaning the Meicher got less than he should have gotten. He wanted to be Chayzer, and the halacha was La'olam Chayzer. Another story. Who gavra? There was a person that had a nokit varshechi lizvune. He had silk that he was looking to sell. Karishi. So now this seller was asking 6 zuz for his varshechi v'shavi chamisha. Really, it was only worth 5. So this person was clearly, without a question, trying to get more than its real value. Now, the Hava Yavile Chamisha Upalga, the Metzias was that if somebody would have negotiated with him and he would have offered him 5.5, he would have met him halfway, had the shakl, he would have taken it. So again, what's the story? This person has Varshechi. The Varshechi is worth 5 zuz. He's asking 6. but he's negotiable. He's willing to take 5.5. Also, who gabbeth, it was a person that came, va'amar, and he made the following cheshvan, meaning he wanted to buy the silk, but he was a chevra man. He said, if I'm going to give him 5.5, have a mechila. Then what's going to emerge is that there was aina, but the aina was pachas mishtos, it's going to be mechila, I'm going to lose that. Etten le shisa. I'm going to give him what he's asking, which is shisa, which is already oinah shtos. Now, is that really oinah shtos? If you sell something that's worth 5 for 6, it's totally in the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that's a fifth, that's not a six. But Shmuel holds that it's a shtos. We paskin like Shmuel every time there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, unless we're told otherwise. The halacha is like Shmuel. The halacha in yesterday's daf was that we paskin other shtos of mekach or shtos mois. But the bottom line is, he said, I'm going to give him the full six. Like this, it's going to be a shtos. That veledina, and then I'm going to sue him. Perfect, and I'll get the mekach which I want. And I'll get my money back as well. Also, the Kami de Rava. So this Shaila in this story was brought to Rava Amale. Rava said, only time there's a halacha that if there's a na shtus, the din is you get your shtus back. That's if you buy from a merchant. But if somebody buys from a balabayas, that's not the case. And the reason that's not the case is because a balabayas doesn't sell unless he's super desperate. Rashi says that the tachshitin and the kli tashmish of a balabayas are chavivin olav. If you make him an offer, he can't refuse. Everything's for sale. But otherwise, this is not something that he would ordinarily do. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, Rava talking, that the only time you have the halacha of shtus being chayzer is if you are lekeach min hatagar, if you are lekeach min balabayas not. And the punchline is, because when you buy from a balabayas, it's as if you were mefarish mefurish, that I know that there's a no over here, and afal pikein, I'm engaging in this transaction, and it's a mechila on the shtus. We'll see more about this in the course of the daf, and it's for that reason that halach is, you don't get it back. So he says, yeah, it was a great chop if you were buying from a tiger, but you were buying from a balabayas. It means that you were buying from a balabayas, the laws of a no don't apply anyways. A similar story. Hugabra, there was a person that had a nakid kipi lizvuni. This person was selling kifi, as she says, nizamim. Nose rings. Kurishint, and he was asking 60 zugs, v'shavi chamshin, it was really only worth 50. However, like the person in the previous story, v'yavi yavile chamshin v'chamish, if somebody would have offered him 55, avishakal, meaning, again, he was negotiable. Also, there was a person that came for Amar, and he wanted to buy the nose rings, and he said as follows, if I'm going to give him 55, which makes sense, right? Might as well have the mechila. It would be a mechila because it would be aina pachas mishtos, and I would lose it. So etan leshitin. Let me give him everything that he's asking. I'll give him an extra 5 zuz. But the etve ledina, I'm going to sue him, and like this, I'm going to be able to get all of it back. Also, the kamad Rav Chizda, he brought the shayla to Rav Chizda. So in the previous gemara, it was also the kamad Rav. In this gemara, it's also the kamad Rav Chizda. What's the shaychis between Rav and Rav Chizda? It's a shver and an edim. Amalei say told the blei shomra lebekech when a tagger. The only time this was true is if you buy from a tagger, av lekech balabayis. But if you buy from the balabayis, ein loy olav oyna. In that case, there is not going to be oyna. Either way, amalei Rav Dimi heard this story, meaning the two stories, and he said, Yishar, good kepaskin. Chenam Rabbi Lozner said the same thing. Yishar does good kepaskin. And that is that although it's true that the cheshbon that this person was making was right, but he was buying from a balabayas. And when you buy from a balabayas, here's the rule, there's no way not by a balabayas. Straight to Gemara, is that true? This is not a Tanan Hassan. This is the next Mishnah we're about to learn. It's in two lines. Just like you find that there's a parish of Aina by Hedyid, so too there's a parish of Aina by Tagar. Now, a Tagar is a merchant. But who's a Hedyid? Man Hedyid. La Balabayas. I mean, it certainly sounds like he's an amateur. The Tagar is the professional seller. This is what he does for a living. He's a seller. As opposed to the Hedyid who doesn't usually sell. But you see clearly in the Mishnah that there's aina even by a hedyet. I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, bitzad raisa. The Mishnah that says that there's aina by hedyet is talking about a hedyet that sells tzad raisa. So Rashi says, what are they? It's big day canvas, ha'imdim li macher. It's begotten made of canvas that are imdim li macher. Avamani tashmishte. As it relates, however, to his other kelim, the akiri aleh. These kelim are very precious. Le'mazben lehu. This is something the balabayas doesn't sell. Ilav b'tmeiseri, unless he gets a lot of money for it. And it's regarding there that Rava and Rav Chizda and Rav Dimi and Rav Elazar all said that the halach is that there's no aina by a balabayas. Now, what's the punchline that ordinarily we assume aina by a balabayas, but But Sadraisa, Rashi says, Big Day Canvas, there it's going to be different. So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that the point is that these Big Day Canvas were things that Balabatim used to sell. So sometimes they would have a garage sale, a yard sale, I don't know. It was something that was Taka Oimdom Limacha. Other Rishonim say, doesn't mean that the Balabatim used to sell these things, but it's a Keli that belongs to the Balabais is just not so precious. And because it's not so precious, not that it's Oimdom Limacher in the sense that you're looking to sell it, but it's Oimdom Limacher that you'll sell it even if you don't get some ridiculous offer. The whole idea of there not being Oino by a Balabais is based on the fact that you know when you buy from a Balabais, he's not going to sell it to you unless it's some crazy dollar amount. That's true for his Mochash of a Keli. Tachshitim, Kli Tashmish, Big Day Canvas. And probably it's Kegoyin Big Day Canvas, Tein Lechachem Yech Gamoy. You had to be there. And other cliches, those are types of Kalim where that rule would not apply. Just one Ha'ara that's worth speaking out before we go weiter, just Pashup Shan and the Gemara, and that is that, so you have this person who comes to buy in the first story silk, in the second story nose rings, and he chaps that he can really negotiate for himself a better deal than the seller is asking for. But he had this whole chap, because if he's going to negotiate, then it would end up being that he was overcharged pachas mishtos, where the halach is b'chili, he won't be able to get his money back. He said, Adar Rabbi, let me pay more money. It's like this, there would be a proper shiroina. If there's a proper shiroina, I'll be able to get the ina back. And it sounded like from Uldam Iram, that really was a good chap. The problem is he was buying from a balabais. And there's a rule that there's no way no when it comes to a balabais. But Be'etzen, his patent, his chap, his kishrin was spot on. It was on target. The Rishonim say that you see a little bit of a chiddush in this Gemara. Because what it means is that this person, when he overpaid, he knew he was overpaying. Fakir, he dafka overpaid to get to the Shiraina. And Afal PK, he could have been Toiveya, the Oina back. As I say, Meres, the laws of Oina apply even if the person knows that he's being fooled. Meaning, you could have thought that the only time you have the Shulchan Aruch of Oina is if the person was fooled, he didn't know about it. But what if he knows about it? It doesn't matter. Even if he knows about it, still the laws of Oina are in effect. It's mefurish in this Gemara. Now, the truth is that there is an idea that came up fleetingly in this Gemara, will be more prominent at the end of the daf, and that is that if somebody sits down with a seller, and the seller tells him, I'll sell this to you, but I'm letting you know right now, it's almenas she'ein lucha olay oino. So the halach is, he waives his rights to ever collect oino. That's machlokes maybe, we'll say, Rav, Shmuel, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, a whole sugya. But the bottom line is, this for sure is such an idea, that almenas she'ein lucha olay oino, you waive your rights for oino. So why is it different? The teretz is, there you are mefarish. There you spoke it out. So if you speak it out, Ruchel Bitcha Akhtan, Amanash, Ein Locha, Olay, I know. So good, there already it's going to be different. But to the extent that you didn't speak it out, Meforish, even though it's without question what's going through your mind, but it's already Dvarim Shebelev, and over there the halach is that you're not going to waive your rights for Ana. In fact, if you go through this Gemara that we went through a little bit slower, Rashi says that that was the whole Shakla Vitaria. Meaning this person had this great idea. What was his idea? His idea was that let me pay a little bit more, like this will be a proper Shiraina, I'll be able to be Tevea Daina. What did Dama Yoram tell him? You're buying from a Balabais. So what? When you buy from a Balabais, Rashi says, V'havalei kemefarish, yodei anishiyesh ba'ino. Da'amrinu l'kanon, ein l'yolavano. That to the extent that you were mefarish, amanas, that there's no way no. So then already you waive your rights. In fact, that was the whole point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara was, it's not just the situation where you know it's ayno, it's your little chaps, I'm going to overpay like this, I didn't waive my rights. No, when you're dealing with a Balabais, it's in bold letters, it's in bright lights. There is Ayna. Everybody knows when you buy from a Balabais, there's Ayna. And if that's the case, then it's already different. Then you take a lose your schos. Either way, it's up to Mishnah. Ech lekech, dechad ha-moicha, yesh le-moina. First halacha of the Mishnah. Doesn't matter if you're the lekech, if you're the moicha, there's Ayna. So a person is not allowed to fool his buyer, he's not allowed to fool his seller. Kshem she'no, the head kach, no, the tag. That's the line we just saw. Just like this Ayna as it relates to a head yitzhot, this Ayna as it relates to a merchant. Rabbi Huda says, ain Ayna le tag. No, there's Ayna for a head yit, there's not Ayna for a tag. What does that even mean? The Gemara is going to explain. Misha anytime there's Ayna of Shtus, the magic number, or coin drop tarif and shlish, but anytime you have that Ayna, so the person that was fooled has the upper hand. Meaning, Ratza Omer, if he wants, he could say, Tainli Ma'isai, I want my money back. Meaning, let's keep the I want to unwind the transaction. Or he could say, Tein li masha ani sani, meaning I want the mekach to be in effect, but at the same time, this that you charge me extra is what I want to get back. That last line is really the machloikish shnuya, as we saw in yesterday's daf. The Gemara is going to revisit this. So the first line of the Mishnah was, Echad alikech, echad hamoicher, yesh lemayna. The laws of Aina govern both buyers and sellers. Says the Rabbanan immediately, how do you know this? The Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, it says in the Torah, V'chisim keru mimkar la'amisecha, oikon miyad amisecha, al toinu ish ezachim. So from those words, you would see only that the seller has a loisase of altoinu, meaning if the lekech is one that was fooled, so then you have an israino. How do you know in the reverse? How do you know if it's the lekech that fooled the buyer that the laws of aina are in effect? It says, says the Gemara, the Torah had to specifically say that the laws of aina govern the lekech and the moicher, meaning you couldn't have just said one. Had it said one, I would not have known the other. Why? Because of Rachman HaMoicher. Had it only said that design up by the Moicher, I would have thought Mishum de Kimle Bezvinte. Could be the Moicher who knows the value of his thing that he's selling. So he has an Isser Oina. Ava Lekeach, Loi Kimle Bezvinte. But the Lekeach that doesn't know, Ema Loi Azere Rachman HaMoicher. So I would have thought that maybe he doesn't have the Isser Loi Toino. So the Moicher who knows Al Toino, but the Lekeach that doesn't know, maybe doesn't have Loi Toino. Now this line of Gemara is a little bit of a Chiddush, and the Rishonim talk about it, because obviously we're talking about a lekeach that does know. Because if this lekeach doesn't know, then he's a shoygig. He anyways doesn't have the iser of altoinu. But usually the moichrim know, the lekeach don't know. And as a result, you could have thought that the moichrim, who usually knows, so Dibra Akasev Beloshen Hoiva, he has the Isra Altoinu of the Lekech. Not Vikas Rachman Lekech. And had the Torah said the Isra, I know only by the Lekech, I would have thrown Mishum the Kakani. It's because he's buying. So what? The Amri Inchi, because there's a saying, there's an adage. People say, Znavanta Koniso. When you buy, you've acquired something. It's obvious. Avo Meicher. But the seller, the Avude Kamoivet, who's not gaining, he's losing. The Amri Inchi, because there's a safer to that saying, that says, Zovin Oivet. When you sell, you're losing. Emeloi. So I would have thought, maybe he doesn't have, I know. So the buyer, who's Sameach, who gets the better end of the deal, so maybe him, we go a little harder on him. But as it relates to the seller, who, Fakert, he is the one that loses. So therefore, you could have had a Havamino, Emeloi, Azri Rachman, Leitoinu. Maybe the Torah didn't give him the Lava Leitoinu, Tzricha. It's for that reason that there is a Tzrichasa, meaning it's for that reason that the Torah had to mention Saiba Lekech, Saiba the Moicher. Incidentally, here too, the Rishonim ask a Kasha. The Rashba brings this Kasha from the Raivit, and that is that we just said that the laws of Aina only apply to a Tagar. They don't apply to a Balabais, they apply to a Tagar. When a Tagar sells something, is he, he's unhappy? No, when a Tagar sells something, he just made a sale, right? He's very, very besimcha. This idea that the buyer is very happy, but the seller is not so happy, that's when you sell something out of desperation, something that you don't want to sell. But if you're a Tagar, you're a Soicher, this is what you do for Parnasa. You spend the whole day, when you daven Baruch Aleinu, you're praying that you'll be Zoicher to make a sale. So this is what he's trying to do. And we just said the laws of Aina only apply to that Tagar. If I carry it for the Balabais, over there you don't even have the laws of Aina. The Rashi brings this Kasha, B'Shem, the Raivin, and the Raivin blibed Tzorich Iyun. Mamashi had no terrors to this Kasha. The Rashba says a little bit of an Eitzah, Ayin Chav. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Aina the Tagar. So again, the first line of the Mishnah was, Echad Halekeach, Echad HaMoicher, Yesh Lamoinah. Then the Mishnah said, Gishem Shayna lehed kachayna letagar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Aina letagar. So according to the Tanakama, just like this Aina by a Hedyet, there's also Aina by a Tagar. He says, no, this Aina by a Hedyet, but there's no Aina by a Tagar, says the Gemara. What's Pshan and Rabbi Yehuda? Ein Aina letagar, Mishum Shehu Tagar, Ein Lo Aina. How could it be that because he's a Tagar, there's no Aina? Now the Gemara's Kash is a Kash in Rabbi Yehuda, but really it's a Ha'ara on the Tanakama as well. Because even the Tanakama, you see, was addressing and bavarning that maybe Tagar would be different. Keshem shayinah lehegid, kachayinah letagar. Rabbi Yehuda Grazer doesn't hold to that punchline. He holds, no, there's ayinah by hegid, not by Tagar. But from the whole Mishnah, more prominently, for sure, in Rabbi Yehuda, you see that there's an idea maybe of Einoi Nala Tagar. And the question is, why? Mishum Shehu Tagar Einoi Aino. So the Gemara says, Tumahachem, Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Nachman said in the name of Rag, Betagar Safsar Shano. We're dealing with a Tagar who's a Safsar. Rashi says, Koine Umoicher Miyad Tomit. So we saw the Safsar already earlier in the parak. He's someone that buys and sells Tomit, very, very quickly, meaning he's a... like a day trader. Literally, he buys in the morning and he sells in the evening. Okay, so why would there be no I know by such a person? My time, maybe the others, Vente Kamashabi. Because this person knows the value of the thing that he's selling. How does he know? He just bought it an hour ago. So he knows exactly what we're dealing with. So if he sells for less than, quote unquote, it's worth, why would he have done that? It has to be that he's Meichel. Why would a person be Meichel? Obviously, because another opportunity just came his way, and it's worth it for him to liquidate this that he just bought. It's like this will be able to buy the other thing. And now, all of a sudden, he decided that for whatever reason, he wants to be Chayzer, he doesn't want the money, he doesn't want to buy that. And the way we touch up the story is that for sure this person was Meichel. If it's for sure Meichel, it's like he was Mefarish. So therefore the Safs, like the Balabayas in the previous sugya, he's not treated like a regular tagger. So if either Rabbi Yehuda holds a regular tagger, has I know, who else is I know talking about if not to a tagger? The Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't I know, the tagger, and the Chiddush of the Chachamim, that Kishem Shainol had your kaf, I know, the tagger, it's talking about the tagger safser. The tagger safser is different. Either way, that's Rav Nachman's pshat. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, my ain't the tagger, I know, ain't the Betoyros, I know. When Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no Aino by a tagger, he didn't mean to say that the laws of Aino don't apply. Faker. What he meant to say was that some of the kulas of Aino don't apply. Shafilu pachas miktei Aino chayzer. To the contrary, the laws of Aino are so in effect that even pachas mishir Aino, ordinarily you don't have it. Over here you're going to have it. So that's the Gemara. Tanya kavasak Rav Nachman, araya to Rav Nachman. That what? That when you're a tagger, specifically a tagger safser, who really knows his malacha, over there the laws of Eino don't apply, because we assume for sure you were Meichel. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braisa, Tagar Eino Yaino, Mipnei Shehu Baki. So the Braisa, which talks a little more than the Mishnah, as it often does, adds a few words. That why does Rabbi Yehuda hold Tagar Eino Yaino? Because he's a Baki. What does it mean, because he's a Baki? He knows the price. What is he a Baki in? Not a Baki in Shas, he's a Baki in his Inyan. So he knows the price, and because he knows the price, obviously he was Meichel. Why was he Meichel? So the Gemara tells the story, why he might have been Meichel. But at the end of the day, that's what it means when we say Tagar Eino Yaino. The Mishnah continued and said, Mi Shehutul Olav Yada Yala Al Yoy. Person that was fooled, he's Yadai Alo Al Yoy. In a Ratza Oymer, if he wants, he could say, Tainli Ma'isai, give me my money back, or he could say, Tainli Masha Anisani, at least give me the Shira. It says, Mani Mas Nisan, who is the Tanav Rav Mishnah? Loi Rab Nosin, Veloi Rab Yehuda Nosi. It would seem to be at first glance, not Rab Nosin, and not Rab Yehuda Nosi. So who's Rab Nosin? Who's Rab Yehuda Nosi? So that brings us back to yesterday's daf. We are the Gemara brought a Braisa that mentioned this Machloikis Tanah, Rab Nosin, and Rab Yehuda Nosi with regards to the Oina of Shtos, that middle category of Oina. What is the halacha? According to Reb Nosson, the halacha is, the halacha is that the Mekach is in effect, and that Shtos, that Shir Oina, gets returned. According to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the person that was fooled is Yad El Yad. If he wants, he could say, keep the Mekach in effect, and just return to me the Oina. Or he could say, you know something, I'm uncomfortable doing business with you. I just want to unwind this entire transaction. So Rav Nosson holds the Mekach is Kayim. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says that if he wants to unwind it, he can unwind it. It's Yad of the person that was fooled. We mentioned that the Stam Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes on the days was like Rav Yehuda Nasi. We mentioned that Rav Paskin like Rav Nasin. Why would Rav have Paskin like Rav Nasin? Number one, not like Yehuda Nasi. Halacha Kirebi Mechaveroi. Also, Halacha Kistam Mishnah. It's because who's he arguing with? It's Rav Nasin. Rav Nasin is Dayanuhu Venachos Lo Umkededina. But either way, says the Gemara, our Mishnah that said what? Misha Hutul Olav Yada Elo Yaino is Loi Rav Nasin. V'loy Rab Yehuda Anasi. The Gemara explains. E Rab Nosin, if it's Rab Nosin, Mas Nisan Ketani Ratza, U Braisa Ketani Loy Ratza. What Rab Nosin say in the Braisa? You don't have two choices. It's not Yada Elo Yoyin. Rab Nosin said in the Braisa, the Mekach is coming. You can't warn the Mekach. Yoyisim Ishtos, yeah, Mekach Tois. But if it's a perfect Shtos, the Mekach is coming, you just get your Oyna back. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Ratza, Oymeloy Tainli Ma'oisai, Oytainli Masha'ani Sani. Ratza, you have an option. Rab Nosin's halacha in the Braisa doesn't give him an option. E Rab Yehuda Anasi. Now, if it's Rab Yehuda Anasi, which, by the way, pause for a second. If you'd ask me, I'd say, of course, it's Rab Yehuda Anasi. It is verbatim Rab Yehuda Anasi. But the Gemara says no, because Masnisa Ketani Lokeach and Braisa Ketani Moicher. If you go back to the Braisa on Nun Amud Beis, so what did Rab Yehuda Anasi say? Yad Moicher Alo Al Yoyma. Roitza Oimeloi Tainli Mekchi Oitainli Masha Anisani. What did the Mishnah say? Me shahutal all of Yadel Yaina, Ratsa Oimeloi, Tainli Ma'oisai, give me my money back, Oitainli Masha Anizani. It sounds like we're talking about the Lekeach. So although the halacha is the same, it's Ratsa, but this is a little more nuanced. The Braisa Nun Amud Beis is talking about the Moicher, and the Mishnah over here is talking about the Lekeach. So the Gemara says, Zimin Savrash. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is the first teretz. I know zu any idea mishon. Rabbi Lazar was so persuaded by this question of Masih Samari. He says, I don't know who the Tana Mishon is. I don't know. I don't know if it's Rabbi Nosson. I don't know if it's Rebbe. By the way, Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson are two very, very good choices, like Yankee pointed out. And the reason is because who wrote the Mishnah? Who wrote the Mishnah? It was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and Rab Nosson Abavli. So he said, I'm not sure if it's this is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Mishnah. Is this Rabbi Nosson Abavli? Rabbi says, "Oyvam Rab Nosson. Oyvam, the Mishnah is going according to Rab Nosson. V'toni nami bebraisa rotza. Here's the chiddush. This Rab Nosson that we saw in yesterday's daf, which we assumed was what Rava based his halacha on, and that is that really the halacha of Oyna is not that you have an option. What is the halacha of Oyna? The halacha of Oyna is, I'm sorry, the halacha of Oyna is not that the Mekach is for sure kind. But rather, the halacha of Oyna is that you have an option. It's not true. Rav Nosson never even said it. Rav Nosson also said Ratzon. So what was the machloikis? What was the machloikis Rav Nosson and Rebbe? The machloikis was that according to Rav Nosson, it doesn't matter if the Moicha was Nasana, or the Lekech was Nasana, it's always going to be Ratza. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Yoimer, you had Moicha alo Yoina. Moicha in, ava Lekech, loy. Faker. Rabbi Nosson is more Ratza than Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is. Sounds a little dachuk, but that's where Rabbi learned the Mishnah. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Lashitasa. It says, Lo'olam Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Avadu Rabbi Nosson holds what we have Rabbi Nosson saying in the Braisa. And you want to know the Tana of the Mishnah is, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Aye, how come in the Braisa it says Yad Moicher Al Yoino? And in the Mishnah it says Yad Loikeach Al Yoino? Mad Shaya Bimasnisim come Farish Bebraisa. They're complimenting each other. Yagid Olav Reyoi. Avada, there's no machlokes. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi heard all this. And Rav Ashi said, Dekonami, Diktoni, Echad HaLoikeach, Ve'echad HaMoicher. Our Mishnah started off talking say about the Loikeach and the Moicher. U'mefarish Leil HaLoikeach. And then when it came to this last halacha of the Mishnah, it talked about what do you do when there's Oina of Shtos, when it's the Loikeach that was full. What about the Moicher? Shmamino must be Shnure Shire LeMoicher Shmamino. Obviously, it was just omitted. It was a Braisa that was a little wordier with the Braisa said before that this is going to be true about the Moicher as well. Incidentally, the Gemara began saying Mani Mastis, and then it was a Simen. So what was the Simen? Zavrash. Right, we're holding now in the Tkufa of the Simonim. Right? Kadesh Orchatz, those Simonim, the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, also Simonim, one of the themes of the Seder, certainly this year, is Simonim. So what's the Simon over here? It's Zayin Beis Reish Shin. Just posh it, upgelernt. The Simon, might as well. The Zayin is the Zayin of Amar Rabbi Lazar. The Beis is the Beis of Rabba. The Reish is the Reish of Rava. And the Shin is the Shin of Ravashi. You know, why it's in this way? Probably you had to be there to appreciate what these words meant and the significance of it. But the bottom line is, it's the four Amayroim that all opined as it relates to trying to figure out who is the Tan of our Mishnah. Zok Tamar Vayte, Itmar, a classic. If somebody goes over to his friend and he says, I'm willing to sell something to you. I'm a Nasha in Lechol Lion up, and I'm letting you know right now that don't start to me Perakazov, don't know me. I'm letting you know, I'll sell it to you. But it's I'm a Nasha in Lechol Lion up. Rav says, Yeshloi, Allah, Oino. Rav says, you can't do something like this. No. The laws of Einah are in effect. The Shmuel HaMashmuel says no. If they both shake on it and they agree that there's no Einah, then Eloi Olavai. Says the Mordehima, it would seem at first glance, Rav Damak Rav Meir, Shmuel Damak Rav Yehuda. Rav sounds like he's of Shitas Rav Meir and Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So who's this Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? The Tanya, we're going to Nebrai. So immediately, if someone goes over to a woman and says, I'm willing to marry you, but on the condition that all the obligations and responsibilities that come along with marriage, I am not going to fulfill. No share, no ksus, and no oina. So what's the halacha? I raise a mekudesh, the kedushin schal, the tenai bottle, and the tenai is bottle, the very Rav Meir. Why? Because the chiyuve sher ksus for oina are chiyuve toira. This person is a masna al masha kasaba toira. And if someone's masna al masha kasaba toira, the halacha is tenai bottle. What does tenai bottle mean? It means the kedushin schal, and the tenai itself is not in effect. Why don't we say that to the extent that he made a kedushin ala tanai and the tanai is not in effect, so then the kedushin should be bottled because he only did the kedushin at daita da'achi, that there should be a tanai. That's Tosfos Kasha and Ksubas Daf and Vama Ben Aleph, which is the ikum mekar to this gemara. It's a very long Tosfos. It's a very famous Tosfos. It gets involved in Dvar Meshubalev, Dvar Matikin, Tmein Kana Mokum Laharach. But either way, so Rav Meir says if someone's Makadash and Isha, Amanasha, Inlo Chalai, Sherksus, Vaino, so the halach is Areza Mekudeshas, and Tanai is what Rav Yudah says that it's true. Avada, Masa, Masha, Kosabat, Torah, Tanai Bottle. But over here we're dealing with Dovah Shebe Momin, and Bedovah Shebe Momin, Tanai Kai. Now Rashi says that this that Rav Yudah says, Bedovah Shebe Momin, as it relates to this sugya, is referring to sharing ksus. Oino is Tsar Haguf. As a result, it's not a davar shebe mamin, it's like nitin lemechila. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that masna masha kosav atayr b'davar shebe mamin tanai kai. Meaning, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If someone's masna masha kosav atayr b'davar shebe mamin tanai kai and tanai bottle, Rabbi Meir's shita is tanai bottle, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is tanai kai. Says the Gemara, isn't that the machloikis Rav and Shmuel? Leimer Rav the amik Rabbi Meir, v'Shmuel the amik Rabbi Yehuda. Rav that says that I'll sell this to you, Amanasha in Lachol Layoino, Yesh Layolavoino. Meaning it's a Masna Masha Kazavatayra, must hold like Rav Meir, that although Oino is a Dovashev in Mamoin, Masna Masha Kazavatayra, I feel it with Dovashev in Mamoin, Tanai Bottle. Where Shmuel that said, Ein Layolavoino, must hold like Rav Yehuda, who holds that although Masna Masha Kazavatayra, Tanai Bottle, but Dovashev in Mamoin, Tanai Kayim. And just like sharing Ksus is Dovashev in Mamoin, Oino is also Dovashev in Mamoin. So over here, the Allah is going to be that the Tanai is going to be Kayim, but the Gemara says it's not Muchach. Amalach Rav, can tell you, I know Dami, I feel Rav Yehuda. I hold like Rav Yehuda. If someone's Makadash and Isha, Amanasha in Lachalai, I hold over there. That's a masa masha kasavat toyer b'davar shebe mamin over there. The tanai is going to be kind. Why here do I say that tanai is bottle? Because atkan become Rabbi Yehuda asim. When the Rabbi Yehuda says aloche elu diyada become machlo. Dafke there with a woman knows clearly. Meaning she hears it mitbokte that there's going to be no sharing sauce. Okay, there's no sharing sauce. And still she agreed to get married, so she was moichel. Being that she was moichel, Mechila works even for Masa Masha Kosabat Torah B'davar Shebe Mamin. Incidentally, that's why B'davar Shebe Mamin it's different, because it operates with Mechila, again, Ayin Shom, but that's why it works. Aval Hocha over here, Miyada the Machel, she doesn't know for sure, or the buyer over here doesn't know for sure that there's going to be Ayinah. He said that if there's Ayinah, then okay, but maybe there won't be Ayinah. So the Mechila is not a wholehearted Mechila. It's like an Asmachta. He doesn't know for sure that this is going to be a Mechila. I mean that that's the case over here. This Allah is going to be different. Mishmul is going to tell you, I know that Ramey for the Ramey. It couldn't be I said my Allah even according to Ramey. Because I'd come Ramey Hassam. When did Ramey say his Allah? He said it Dafka by Sheikh Sosfa. You know, there it doesn't work. Why? Ella Devadika Akar. Because for sure there's going to be an Akira. I'm telling you now, no sharing sauce. But over here, mi yemer the ka'akar. Over here, in the case of Aino, who said this is going to be Aino? Meaning, he said, Amanasha in l'chol Aino, but he didn't say mefurish is going to be Aino. And being that it's not muchach, either way, the Gemara says, at first glance, it seems that Rav and Shmuel's time, the Machais remain Rav Yehuda, but the Gemara says it's not muchach, you can reconcile it. So it's the Gemara, Rav Anu, Rav Anu, and Sadudim, Rav Shlomi, Nei, Demar, Shmuel. I heard an addendum to Shmuel's halacha. So Shmuel's the one that said, Ha'im, Milchaveir, Amanasha in l'chol Aino, what's the halacha? Pashtus, because it's a davar shebe mamoin, and although you're masa masha kasavat Torah, but a masa masha kasavat Torah davar shebe mamoin, that loch is tenai kai. Did he mean it only in Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Meir? But either way, that's Shmuel's halacha. So Rav Anan said a very important caveat to this, and that is that Shmuel said, quote, Ha'imel l'chaveh amanashe ein l'chai lo'ino, ein lo'yol lo'ino, like we said. But if somebody would tell his friend, amanashe ein bo'yo'ino, then already harish yesh bo'yo'ino, and in the event that there's o'ino, it's going to be bottle. Hamanasha in locha ola yoyna means that if there's oyna, I want this transaction to be in effect, but at the same time, I want you to forego it. So if the person foregoes it, mechila works. If you hold that mechila works, and as a result, it's going to be okay. But if somebody says Hamanasha in boy oyna, that's already different. What he's saying is that I'll sell it to you, but I'm stipulating, meaning it's a tanai. It's no different than any tanai that God of Neiruvin. I'm just telling you, klar, almanat, there's no oyna. If there's oyna, then the mekach is batal. In fact, Rashi says it's not just hare yesh by oyna that the laws of oyna go into effect. Rashi says it's more than that. Umekach tois nami having. It's even a mekach tois, fakir, there was an agreement, there was an understanding that there was no oyna. Avifu there's oyna. Amanasha in lecha olay oyna means not that I'm telling you there's no oyna. I'm saying that if there's oyna, I want you to be moichol. Amanasha in oyna means I'm telling you there's no oyna. So if there's oyna, so it's no different than if I tell you I'm selling it to you because it's red. It turns out it's blue, so beseder. So it's not going to be a transaction. Incidentally, this gemara here, this nuance, amanasha in lecha olay oyna, or amanasha in boy oyna, if it sounds familiar, it's makis daf gimel amud beis. That's where this sugya and all the reshivas should say shir on this inyan ayin shav. Either way, says the gemara, makes me, I'll ask you a kasha. So again, we have a machlikis Rav and Shmuel regarding ha'imel chavei amanasha in lecha olay oyna. Rav says yesh olay oyna, Shmuel says in lecha olay oyna. And then we had a little bit of a discussion as to what is the pshat in Shitas Rav. What is the pshat in Shitas Shmuel? At first glance, the Gemara said it's telling the machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda mas mash kasuk b'toyer b'davish of mabim tonight kaimer tonight bottle. But then the Gemara was stoicha. The Gemara says that could be Rav holds really by cherksus for oyna that loch is that tonight is kaim, but that's only because she knows there for sure to be meichel over here. Miyada the machlok, some muchach is going to be oyna. And the Gemara went in the reverse as well, that it could be Shmuel who said over here in le'al oyna really holds but that by amanash elucha alai shekhsus for oyna it's going to be a problem. And the reason there it's a problem is because vaday ka'akir over here miyema the ka'akir. So the Gemara on that says meisavei hanoisei vahanoisein ba'aman. If somebody transacts on faith, so we'll see what that means in a minute. The ha'oimel chaver, we need this second part of this for now. If somebody tells us that Amanasha in lucha ola, that I'll sell something to you, but on the condition that there's no oyna, ain lo yalav oyna, the halacha is that there is no oyna. So you have a b'raisa that says ha'imel chaveira Amanasha in lucha ola oyna, ain lo yalav oyna. Now whose shita was this? This was shita Shmuel. The question is, how's Rav going to learn this b'raisa? So the Gemara says the Rav da Amar, according to Rav that said ano da amri afilu the Rav Yehuda that I said my halacha of yesh olavan, not only according to Rav Meir, but even according to Rav Yehuda. Hamani, who's going to be the tana this b'raisa? Meaning bishloim, if when Rav said his halacha of yesh olavan, who's going according to Rav Meir who holds that you don't say masa masha kosa b'toyer tonight kayim. So although you just found a b'raisa that doesn't stem with Rav's shita, he'll tell you that doesn't mean I have to concede my point. Hamani, it's going a little bit Rav Yehuda. But if Rav said his halacha according to Rav Meir, and even according to Rav Yehuda, now we have a problem, because who's this Bryson going according to? So the Gemara says there were two Eitzes amongst Amiram had to answer this Kasha, Abaya and Rav respectively. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Machvarta. From this Kasha, it's clear that Rav come Rav Meir. Rav only says, Alach like Rav Meir, not like Rav Yehuda. So this that, the Gemara says, Amalach Rav, Anod Amri, I feel like Rav Yehuda was a Dichli Ba'alma, but really it's not true. You see it from this Bryson. Vishmulda Amar, Ke Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Amar, Rav says, Loi Kasha, no, it's not Muchach, you have to say that, because you could say, Kam Bestam, Kam B'Mefarish. It could be that this Braisa is talking about where the person said, I'm selling this to you, Amanasha Ilcha Eloyena, and then he told him, clearly, I want you to know that there is Oyena. Meaning, this that we said, that Rav said, that I hold Yeshli Olav Oyena, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, what was it based on the fact? It was based on the fact, because although Rabbi Yehuda says, Masa Masha Kasaba Torah, tonight Gayim, that's Amanasha Imachalai Sherkus Vayinu, where the woman knows for sure that she has to forego something. Thus, there's a Klara Mechila, once there's a Mechila. Okay, so Besaid, if she was Moichel, she was Moichel. However, in the case of Aino, she doesn't know, well, the buyer doesn't know for sure there's Aino, because the buyer doesn't know for sure there's Aino. So, Lav Dafke, there was a Mechila. But what would be in a case of Aino where the buyer does know for sure there's Aino? Then it would be Hadar Dina, like Amanasha Imachalai, which according to Rav Meir, the halacha would be that avada there would not be the no would be in effect because it would be a problem of masna mashakas batayra. So this brayson that says mefurish that amanasha elucha olay oyna eloy olav oyna could be true even if Rav holds that in your classic amanasha elucha olay oyna the halacha is yeshloy Olavayna afilu the Rabbi Yehuda, because where would it be negeya ain loy Olavayna? It would be negeya ain loy Olavayna aliba the Rabbi Yehuda in a case where the man was mefarish, because that's mamish al manasha in lochalai checks fine. Manasha in lochalai checks fine. Rabbi Yehuda shnita is it's mechila. That case where it's the whole nuance was is over here. It's not muchach. Okay, so just figure out a case where it is muchach. Figure out a case where it's muchach. Avadi efshitas Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a chiddush. The whole shak of Atariya, this amat l'chol rab, I know the amri afilu Rabbi Yehuda, is based on amanasha in l'chalai no, not being like amanasha in l'chalai sherek sus v'ayna. But if you can create a case of ayna, which mirrors in tchunas ha-nefesh, amanasha in l'chalai sherek sus v'ayna, about the Rabbi Yehuda is going to have his halacha. So this b'rais is going to be Rabbi Yehuda, albeit with aikimta with you and mefarish. In fact, the Gemara continues and says, detanya, it's really mefurish in a b'rais, mamedvar, mamurim, bestam, avo mefarish. This chafetz that I'm selling to you for 200, I know it's not worth more than a mana, or I'm not but I'll sell it to you on the condition that there's no ayna. So what's the halacha over here? The same is true in the reverse. A buyer, Shamal the Meichel tells the seller, this chafetz that I'm buying from you, I know it's really worth 200. I'm not in loch alayonah. I'll sell it to you on the condition there's no ayna. Ain lo yalavayna, there's no ayna. This is a mefurish of braisa. And what did you see in the braisa? When you mefarish, not just amanasha ein l'chol alay no. You mefarish that there is oino. There is ein l'yol of oino. This very much supports what Rav is saying. That you see from here this whole nuance. You see this chiluk. That if you stam say amanasha ein l'chol alay no, could be yesh l'yol of oino. But when you mefarish and you say not just amanasha ein l'chol alay no, there is oino and I'm doing it amanasha ein l'chol alay no. There it's ein l'yol of oino. Which is literally that distinction of amal l'chol rab anod amri afilik rab Yehuda. And that's where you meyashiv the previous price. Either way, so in the price that the Gemara brought Meisave to ask this kasha on the Amalach Rav, not the Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, there was an opening line that's not really relevant to our sugya, but the Gemara is just going to wrap up here with a little bit of a digression. What was that opening line? Hanoisei v'hanoisei v'amun. Right, sounds like the first question they ask a person after 120. Nosatav v'nosatav v'amun. But that's not what this means. Hanoisei v'hanoisei v'amun means that once upon a time, people would sometimes give brokers something to sell for them. This item that they would sell would take a long time to sell. It was like an inferior product, wasn't such good schayra. And the owner of the item would pay the broker a fee. If he would go ahead and sell it, he would sell it at whatever price he was able to get. And when he got the money, he would return the money minus the fee back to the person that really owns this item. It was considered noisei v'noisei b'amuna because they didn't agree on a price when they made this deal, but the owner is trusting the broker that he's going to get the best possible deal, and as a result, it's considered a noisei v'noisei b'amuna. So just to understand the transaction is one person has an item, Reuven goes over to Shimon, will you sell this? He says, yeah, you understand, it's going to take a month for me to sell it. No worries, no problem. How much should I sell it for? I don't know, try your best. I'll give you a shtickle fee for what you're doing. At the end of the month, he gives him back the money, minus the fee, and that's how it works. In a more typical transaction, what would happen is a person would go over to someone else. Reuven has an item. He tells Shimon, go ahead and sell it. How much you sell it for? He says, listen, I want to get full dollar amount. Full dollar amount. In today's shuk, it's worth $100. I want to get $100. If you want to try to sell for $110, gesunte, you can sell for $110, and that extra $10 that you make, that will be your profit. That's not a noisev and noisev about money because they're agreeing on a price right now. Usually, when the schoira was harder to sell, that's when it entered the noisev and noisev and money realm. When it was easier to sell, it was oivel asoichi, and how much it's worth. You can sell it right now. Right, when it's hard to sell, you don't really know how much you're going to get for it. But when it's easy to sell, you just literally press a button and it's sold. Okay, so in a situation like that, but so why is this person doing it? He's not even interested in paying a fee because this guy, it's a hangaret. He can get more money for it. Okay, gesunte, you want to flip it? You want to make some money on the side? It's not an issue. You sell it to me, you can make your parnas on the side, but you're guaranteeing me a fixed amount. In the case where it was harder to sell, the person usually had to wait longer for him to get it, naturally. In the case where it was easier to sell, the turnaround time wasn't a month, it might have been a day, right? It went very, very quickly. Either way, with that little bit of a hakdama. Tan rabbanan, hanoisav, hanoisav, hamono, hareza lo yichoshin v'esara, ba'amono, ves hayofa b'shom. So we're talking about someone that had a dova ra and a dova yofa. He had something that's going to take longer to sell, where the inclination would be to give it to a broker going and using the noise of the noise be'emona vehicle, but he also had a davar yachid, which is much easier to sell, where he would sell in the more traditional way. So says the Braisa, what would be if the moicher tells the buyer to have a little bit of an idea? Here's my idea. My idea is that I'll give you these two items to sell, and instead of giving you a fee for selling this davara, what you can do is sell my davara. The davar yafa you're going to sell in a day. The davar ra is going to take a month. You'll give me all the money, says Ezo Neshech Vibes. Not only the money that you're going to get from the davar ra, which will take a month for you to get, but even the money that you're going to get from the davar yafa, which you're going to get in one day, you'll give it all in a month. Meaning, come back to me in a month and give me back the money for everything. But here's the deal. The deal is I'm not paying you a fee. Now, why would the broker agree to this? The reason the broker would agree to this is because he is getting Matan Schuda Betzida. Matan Schuda Betzida is that he's going to be holding on to this money for 29 days, right? Because of the fact that he doesn't have to give it back to him. That has value, right? The Hamtanas Mois, the fact that he has some liquidity for the next month. If all of a sudden an opportunity comes his way, he'll be able to take the money and use it. There's some value over here. So says the Braisa, although from a transactional perspective, it sounds like a very reasonable thing to do, but you can't do it. Don't say the bad schayr will do b'mano. That's hayofa b'shava. And the yofa will be shava the way it's always done. But at the same time, with an understanding that the fee for the ra will be the fact that you don't have to pay me for the offer. Rashi speaks this all out. Until the end, you have to be consistent. Why? Zok Rashi, because otherwise you're going to have a ribbis situation. This is mamish ribbis. I mean, it's not mamish ribbis in the deraisa sense, but this is Ezo Neshech 101. Because essentially, this person is doing work for you, and he's going to sell schayra for you, this davara, in exchange for the fact that you're loaning him money. Right? You're not really loaning money, but the fact that you said, sell this for me and don't give me the money back for a month is really as if you're loaning him money. He's giving you something in return. He's not just going to give you the money. He's also going to sell for you the davara without charging you the fee. And for that reason, this is something that you're not allowed to do. The Braisa continues, and the Braisa says that anytime someone's noisav and noisav b'amana, so this is what the contract is supposed to say. For noisav l'ischar kasif, the person that owns the item, Ruvain, he has to pay for all the logistics fees. Schar gamel, he has to pay for the camel. This is really old school. Schar pundik, in the event that this person has business expenses, he's going to have to be staying in a hotel somewhere. You have to pay for that as well. So b'kitzer, all the fees in a case of a noisav and noisav b'amana, they're all mutl on who? They're mutl on the person that owns the item. Schar atzmi eino noitl. However, you don't pay him a real fee. I mean, you cover all his expenses, but you don't give him a fee. And the Braisa says very mysteriously, you know, why should Kfar Nosson lay Schari Mishal? Because he already gave him a fee, says the Gemara. Unless we're missing part of the story, Schari Mishal and Mehechel Kayavli. I don't know. This is all the information we have. It didn't say anything about him already giving him a fee. What, you don't give him a fee? So basically, do this for me. I'll cover all your expenses, but I'm not paying for you. Right? That doesn't sound like a good deal. Not for the broker, anyways. I'm Rapapa. So Rapapa said, Bit Sadruye. No, we're talking specifically about Sadruye. This is the second time we have this in today's daf. Rashi says, Meichre Big Day Canvas, people that sold canvas. The Avi Arbalame, where there was already a set fee. The fee was for every 100 that you sell, you get a 4% fee. You're going to get forks. Now the fee was already locked in, so you don't have to pay him any extra money because he's taking 4 of these big day canvases for every 100 that he sells. But in addition to that, you also have to give him your expenses. Ha'ara, an exhale, as it relates to Nyana Diyayma. Dover Be'ite Natoiv. So last week, we mentioned a ha'ara nifla that's mentioned in the Chumash Agra in Parshas Boy on the pasuk Achidish Azel Lachem Roish Chadashim Rishon Hu Lachem Lachotche Yashan, and it's brought that the Goyin said that the halach is you're not allowed to fast on Chodesh Nisan. It's a yontif to Chodesh, and as a result, you're not allowed to fast on Chodesh Nisan. However, on Roish Chodesh Nisan, counterintuitively, you are allowed to fast, and the reason is Shaboy Mesu Nadav Avil. So ordinarily, you're allowed to fast. Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. Chodesh Nisan is just the opposite. Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to fast. But on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're allowed to fast. So the Goyin said, Lekha midi delay remiza bayraisa. The Pasuk says, HaChodesh hazeh referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lochem Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lochem Lachat Sheyashan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. This Chodesh, the month of Nisan, is Rosh Chodashim. It's treated like Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, you're not let a fast. So HaChodesh Hazeh, on this month, you're not let a fast. But Rishon Hu Lochem, as it relates to Rosh Chodesh, that's Lachat Sheyashan, and that's treated like a regular day. A regular day, you're allowed to fast over here, you're not going to be allowed to fast. And at the time, we spoke out that you see from here an Oymek, and that is that Rosh Chodesh Nisan has a shaykhus to Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, Chodesh Nisan, the whole month, has a Rosh Chodesh de Ge'or. It has a Rosh Chodesh de Ge'kedusha. Right? When the Goyin says something, it's not just a melitza. There's an oymek, there's a pinimius. HaChodesh HaZalochem, the entire month of Nisan, is Rosh Chodesh. We spoke a little bit about what that Inyan is. Rosh Chodesh is Kineged David Malkum Mashicha. That's why we're Mekadosh. The Chodesh, we say, Dovim Melech Yisrael, Chaydekayim, the Makar to Sudas Rosh Chodesh is the Haftar of Macha Chodesh, which was David and Yehoinasin and Shal HaMelech. The Svar Makdoshim say that the Gimel Regalim Akineged Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, say Shtei in Torah and Onfang Hilchas Pesach, and Rosh Chodesh is Kineged David HaMelech. That means the Oyer of Rosh Chodesh is the Oyer of Geula. It's the Oyer of David Malkum Mashicha, which is the Oyer of Chodesh Nisan. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidon Nigal. We spoke for Rab Tzadik and Rasisei Laila. That was really that we already mentioned. Now this Zvart that's mentioned in the Chumash HaGra is brought down B'Shem the Gra, and it comes from a sefer called Mishkanos Yisrael. Now, I didn't know who the Mishkanos Yisrael was, and as a result, I didn't even mention that this Zvar comes from a sefer Mishkanos Yisrael. But I was speaking to Yedidi, Reb Moshe Shlomiak, and he told me a little bit about who this Yid, the Baal Mishkanos Yisrael, was. So, the Mechaber of the sefer Mishkanos Yisrael was a Goyin whose name was Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda ben Rabbi Yosef, Sefsois of Yehudov Vois Bekever. Since name was Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz, he was a Talmud of the Prishbarg Yeshiva. So he learned the Prishbarg by the Das Sofer, Rabbi Akiva Sofer. He was the last Rav of Prishbarg before the war. And he learned in the Yeshiva for many, many years. He later became a Rav in Germany, in Hessen, Germany. He survived the Holocaust. He was actually in the United States for a short period of time. He was a Rav in Chicago. Eventually went to Eretz Yisrael. And he was Holach Loi Lomoi. At the end of his life, he was a Rav in Manchester. But either way, he wrote a sefer called Mishkanos Yisrael. It was written by Teich Saviad many years after he passed away. And the sefer is Moli V'Gadish Teiris Prishbarg, Teiris Chassam Sofer. In fact, whenever he quotes the Chassam Sofer, I'll just give you one excerpt. Stop, it's a random shtickle. It's not even the vart that's the point. It's just the way he refers to the Chassam Sofer. Matzasi, the Chedushei Rabin Shel Kol B'nei Agoyla, Kedushas Chassam Sofer, Tzchusa Yogan Aleinu. Then at the end, after he brings the shtickle, he says, Ad kan dvorav hakdoishem mesukim mitvash v'noifes sufim, Tzchusa Yagado Yamid Lonu, Omen Ken Yehirat. This is the way he refers to the Chassam Sofer throughout the Sefer. It was a real, real Prishbarga Talmud. But either way, so this vart that's brought down B'Shem the Goyin, it comes from the Sefer Mishkanos Yisrael. It's in his Chedushim on Parshas HaChodesh. This is the Makar to this vart. Either way, so Rav Moshe Shlomiak told me that every year Parshas Maaseh, he says over a vart from this Yid, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz. It's mamish not negeir what we're doing right now, but just as a hakdama to bring out who this mechaber was. So there's a vart that he wrote in Parshas Maaseh, which in the words of Rav Moshe Shlomiak, he said, mamish baruch hakodesh, that a Yid should be able to mechaven to say azap pshat in an Indian shekvar doshu beiravin, to be mechaven to teiris emes lamitoi the shechina had to be shayra'ol. So what's this vart? So we know that in Parshas Vahaloyscha, in the middle of the Masois, there's Nun Hafuchais. Vahibin Soya Oren, Uvenucha Yoimar, and they're surrounded by Nun Hafuchais. What exactly are these Nun Hafuchais? So over the years, we've spoken out the truth from the Neid of Yehuda, with the Marshal, Dvar Matikin, the Zoya Kodesh, Vein Kana Mokim Lahara. Fascinating, fascinating topic. Mesech the Shabbos, Perik, Kol Kisve, Dav Kuftez, Nayan Amar Aleph. But either way, the Kashni, but the Gemara says that there are Nun Hafuchais, and the reason there are Nun Hafuchais is to be mafsik bein Peronius leperonius. That says, if you look at the parasha right before the Nun Hafuchais, the Yidden are leaving Midbar Sinai. And when the Yidden left Midbar Sinai, they did something wrong. What did they do wrong? Chazal say they left Ketina Kabirech Mibes HaSefer. Where did they go? They went to Kivras HaTaiva, Shom Nisavu Taiva, the Asafsof, and over there, they were Mesoinin him, right? They did another Aveira, and it was Peronius. It was a terrible punishment that came. So to be Mafsik, Bein Peronius, the Peronius, so we put these Nunafuchas in the Torah, because we don't want that the two Peronius should be next to each other. So to be Mafsik, we have this Nunafuchas. And the kash is, why Nuns, and why Nunafuchas? So listen to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz. He said that we know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they traveled Membeis Masois. The Sfar Makdoshim say that the Membeis Masois that the Yidden traveled in the Midbar is connected the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Ben Membeis Oisis. So we know the Rishonim in different places talk about that one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made up of 42 Oisis. And the 42 Masois are Mechuvin to the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Membeis Oisis. That Shem of Membeis Oisis Kiyodua is the Rosh HaTevis of the Tefillah on the Bekayach, right? It's mentioned in many of the Siddurim. On the Bekayach, Kiyodua, Simin, Chatatu, Tzurah, etc., etc., is 42 words, and the Rosh HaTevis of those 42 words is the Rosh HaTevis, are the letters of the Shem Membeis Oisis. Das heißt, the Membeis Oisis are mechuvin to the Rosh HaTevis of On the Bekayach. So Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz made a cheshbon. He said that the Yidden, when they arrived at Midbar Sinai, it was Masa Yud Beis. It was the 12th of their travels. Kivas HaTaiva was Masa Yud Gimel, which means that the Lahafsik Bein Peronius LePeronius is to be Mafsik Bein Masa Yud Beis and Masa Yud Gimel. He says, if you look at Ana B'Koyach, the 12th word of Ana B'Koyach is Noira. Zagvenu Tareinu Noira. The 13th word of Ana B'Koyach is No. No Gibar Darsha Yud Chutcha. So he said that if Ana B'Koyach is the Shem Membeis Oisius, and the Membeis Oisius are mechuvin to the Membeis Masois, and the Lahavsik Bein Peronius LePeronius is Masiyud Beis and Masiyud Gimel Midbar Sinai and Kibbutz HaTaiva. So it's mechuvin to which two Oisius? Noira and No, they're Nuns. That's why to be Mafsik between those two Masois, Voshtet and Torah, Nun Hafuchois. Because what did they do? They were Mahapich, these Nuns. That was the whole Pgam of what took place in those areas. And that's this. So Rav Moshe Lameik said, I need to say something like this. Azad Dvar Emes. That's the Oymik. That's why the Nuns and that's why the Nun Afuchas. Because it's made the Cheshvin of which two of the Masois was and it's Mechuvin to Noir and Noir. Says every year Parshas Masai says it's over. So Dava Bitei Matoev. Just Pashit, the Sois of you, Dovis, Bekevet, the Schos of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Yosef. Just say about one Ha'ar that's Negeya to the Agada. And that is, and the Agada Shal Pesach, we say, Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loz ben Azai, Rabbi Yakiva, Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyim Mesumim, Bivnei Brak. Vayim Esapim, Bitzias, Mitzrayim, Koloise, Alayla, Adshah, Bo, Talmideim, Va'omru lehem, Rabbi Yisainu, Higiyiz man kriyash mal shal shachas. Ve'ein ha-mikra azeh, Oymer, Elo der Shuni. So he said as follows. He said that the Pasuk says in Parashat Vayichi, Yisachar chamor gorem, Roiveitz bein ha-mishbisoy. He said Pshat Azai. The Gemara says in Masechta Zvoi Nazar Daf Hey Amud Beis. La'olam yosim adam atzmei al divrei Torah kishor la'ol ukechamor la'masoi. A person is supposed to apply himself to Torah like a shor does to its oil and like a chamor does to his masoi. So he said near lefarish. He heard for Rab Shimon Sofer, the Baal Micht of Sofer. So this was Chassam Sofer's son, Rab Shimon Sofer, who wrote the Petuchei Chosim, who was the Crook Aruf, the Baal Micht of Soif. Says the Gemara, says Masech, this Brachas Tafiyot Gimel Amid Beis, the Rav once told Rav Chiyo, Lechazina Leila Rebbe the Mekabal Olav Oil Malcha Shemayim. He says, you know, I never see Rebbe being Mekabal Olav Oil Malcha Shemayim. So Rav Chiyo told Rav back, he says, that when Rebbe goes like this, when he takes his hand and he puts it over his eyes, that's when he's being Mekabal Olav Oil Malcha Shemayim. So Rav Shimon Sofer said, what's the oymek in this Gemara? So he said, what does it mean, oil malchus shamayim? It means that a yid has to take upon himself Torah, kishor la'oil. It has to be a yoke. Right? You ever see a shor schwitzing in the field? That's what Kabbalah's oil malchus shamayim is supposed to be. So the Talmidim of Rebbe said that we never saw Rebbe be mekabel all of oil malchus shamayim. Rebbe was on such a high madrega. He was on such a madrega rum. He had such a geschmack in Yiddishkeit. He says, I can't understand. How is it shayach for Rebbe to be mekabel all of oil malchus shamayim? Who kumt it to shor la'oil? It doesn't make sense. Yeah, for someone that's not in a madrega, he's fighting in a malchemes hayetz every minute of his life. So good, that's what it is. But Rav told Rav Chia, Rabbi Yudah Nossi is on such a madrigal. Where does he come to Kabbalah's Oil Malcha Shemayim? So he told them back, Amalei Bar Pachsi, B'shoshem Mavri Yodav Alponov, Mikabal Olam O Malcha Shemayim. When Rebbe says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And when it comes to Echad, he's Mechavin, Echad, the one world, and the Zion, and the Dalad Ruchos. But he also has to be Mechavin. You know what else he has to do? He has to know where to stop. Because the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Ein Darshan that Ein Darshan b'maisa bereishnes b'maisa merkava, a yid is not allowed to ask certain questions. Meaning you're allowed to ponder the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're allowed to try to understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But malafonim, malachir, malamala, malamata, there's certain places that you're not allowed to go. So he said that for Rebbe, who's hasog in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so great, for him to have to stop by Echad, for him to have to cover his eyes and not look farther. For him, you know how hard that is? For him to have to say, Ad Khan, that's impossible. And that's where he's Makabal Oyo Malcha Shemayim. Avoida for Rebbe is not Oyo Malcha Shemayim, but it's stopping the Avoida. And it's putting a gvul. And it's saying that I can't go past that. That's where it's already a Bechin of Oyo Malcha Shemayim. He says, that's where he's being Makabal. So said Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Peretz, Ziyei Shloimer, Yisachar is Chamor Garen. What does it mean, is a Chamor Garen? And Nemtzich Salernin, he's Yeshevet Sachar. He goes and he steigs and he reaches Madregas and he goes Maila Maila. A Bezokta Torah, that even though he's a Chamor Garen and he's going to go places, a Beroivet Spain Amish Besayim. You have to make sure you stay within the Gvul. And you're not allowed to go too far. You have to be Mekabel Rebbe's Oyo Malcha Shemayim. This is something that you have to know, that there's a Shir of Ad Kan. You're not allowed to go further with this. So he says a Dover Niflo. He says, the Pasuk says, Al Yetze Ishmim Koim Bebiyay Mashvi. So Rashi says, "Chumis, the parsha is Peshalach and the parsha of the month." What does it mean? Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyim B'Yei Mashvi, Elu Alpayim Amish Al Tchum Shabbos. It's referring to the Tchum. Abzok Rashi of a Beloyim first. It's not Pshutei Shal Mikra. Why? She ain't Tchum in Elmi Devar Sot. Rabbi Akiva holds Tchum in Zay Raisa. Sometimes I'm hold that, but Kipshutei Tchum is only the Rabbanah. The Ikra Shal Mikra. What is the Pshutei Shal Mikra? It's a Loik Dei Mon Nemar. The Ikra Pasuk is talking about the Loik Dei Mon. Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyim B'Yei Mashvi. That the Yidden that went to be Malakat the Mon, so they had a Gvul where they were allowed to go. From here, that this is an Indian of Tchum Shabbos. So he said, Ev Shaloimar, maybe the Pshat is that the Torah is saying, what is Tchum Shabbos? What's the Pnimius of Tchum Shabbos? It says, on Shabbos, a Yid gets a Neshama Yisera. And the Yisera, the Neshama Yisera is, like the Ibn Ezra says, like the Zohar Kaddish says, it's a Neshama that's able to be Masig Ruchnius in a way that a Yid can't be Masig the whole week. A Yid can be Mechadish Torah. There's certain things that a Yid can do with his Neshama Yisera, which he's not Shaykh to the rest of the week. But that Neshama Yisera comes with a risk that maybe a person's going to take it a little bit too far. So the Torah says, Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyme B'Yem Ashvi, that I'm giving you a Neshama Yisera, and because of this Neshama Yisera, you have this nuclear option where you can go places. But there's a Gvul, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. They now let it go past this. And Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyme B'Yem Ashvi. So he touched up that Rashi says that the drush and the chazal of Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyim B'Yei Mashvi is what? Is Tchum Shabbos. Oh, but what's the Ikrei Shal Mikra? Al Loik Dei Mon Nemar. As in, Loi Nitna Teure Elo Loich Le Amon. That a Yid that's an Oichel Mon, so that Yid who eats Mon, who's an Azam Madrega, he eats Lechem Abirim, who knows where he's going to go with this? That's Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyim B'Yei Mashvi. You should know that there's a Tchum Shabbos. So listen to this Dover Niflo that he throws in the Derech Haga. He says, everyone knows the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga. The Gemara says that Rameya had a Rebbe Elisha Bar Avua. And we know the story, Acher. And Rameya was once following Acher on Shabbos. And he was telling him, teach me Torah, teach me Torah. And they were talking and learning. And then Elisha Bar Avua turns around and he tells Rameya, he says, Rameya, I made a cheshbin, right? With the Ikve Yasus, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to go by. So that's a story. But he said, what's the oimik? What's the premius over here? The premius is that Rameya was talking to Elisha Bar Avuha and learning. And he was going places that were not shaykh. So Elisha Bar Avuha turns to Rameya and he tells him, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. He says, you know what happened to me? I was one of the four that were nichnas to Pardes. And I went places where it's not so pashit, where it's very difficult to be Yotze B'Shalom. In fact, the only person that was Yotze B'Shalom was Rabbi Akiva. He was nichnas B'Shalom and he was Yotze B'Shalom. But Acher was Kitzeitz Benetius because of what happened. But Al Toponim said, Elisha Bar Avuha, to Rameya, he says, You can't go past a certain place. And what was the mashal that he used? Ad kan tchum Shabbos, because that's the mashal of tchum Shabbos. Al yetze ish min koyim b'yayim ha-shvi. The oymik of tchum Shabbos is that there's a certain gvul. There's a certain place you're not allowed to go. You know, for most people, it's an asoyan to go. But for the tzaddikim, their neshamas were so gevalding and their hasoga was so not shayach, the nesoyim was to contain. The nesoyim was, we're not to go, not to allow yourself to drift, and not allow yourself to go places where you're going to stop pondering things that a yid is not allowed to ponder. So he said, Yesh Loimer, that's what's going on in the Sagada. Maisav Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Velazim, and Azav, Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Tarvishay, Mesum, Vibnei Brak. For you, Mesapim, Biasis, Mitzrayim, Koloisei Allah. He says, you can imagine what was going on. These were the Yidden that knew Maisa Merkava, they knew Maisa Bereshis, this Soidus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the Pneumias. I mean, you could just fathom what the Torah was and the Madrega Niskava, the Gvoya Vel Yoina, that was permeating that room. And they were starting to go places. And as a result, the Talmidim came in. And what did they tell them? Rabbi Seinu, Higiyazma Kriyashma Shal Shachris. Now is the time to say Kriyashma. You have to take your hand and you have to be Makabal, the Oil Malcha Shemayim of Rebbe. You have to cover your eyes because you're not allowed to go weiter than this. He says, that was the Oimik. He says, you have to be like Rebbe. You have to be Makabal all of Oil Malcha Shemayim. And for some people, be Makabal Oil Malcha Shemayim is to sit down and learn and to daven. But for these tzaddikim, Oil Malcha Shemayim is to know where to stop. And that was the Oimik. They would be Mesabi B'tzias Mitzrayim Kolosi Olaylo till the Talmidim had to come. And they said, Rabbi Seinu, Giyaz Ma Kriyash Mashal Shachris Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to go weiter. Either way, this is Torah from Rabbi Yisrael, Yehuda, Ben Rabbi Yosef, Peretz, Zchus Yogan Aleinu, Amen, Sif Sois of you, David Voice Bekev.